The first group of asylum seekers leaving Australia's offshore detention centres has headed out of Papua New Guinea, destined for the United States. The Refugee Action Coalition says the group includes Sudanese, Afghan, Rohingya and Iranian refugees. The former detainees left Port Moresby, headed for the Philippines, where they would transfer to a flight to the United States. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she is happy to see the resettlement begin.
I'm very pleased that the first group are being resettled in the United States, and the United States is continuing to uphold its side of the agreement. Obviously, it's up to the United States to vet and agree to take certain numbers of refugees, so we'll wait to see how it turns out, but I'm pleased that the agreement is being implemented.
Under the one-off deal struck between former US President Barack Obama and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, up to 1,250 asylum seekers will be resettled in the United States. That is, after they have been screened. The president of the US Refugee Settlement Organization, HIAS, Mark Hetfield, has told the ABC how the resettlement process will work.
We receive the refugees at the airport. We find them safe housing to live in. We stock that housing with food and furniture. We get their kids in school. We do our best to make sure the parents speak a functional level of English. We get them. We try to get them employment as quickly as possible. That's the major basis by which we are judged. And we make sure they get any mental health or health services that they need.
The deal has faced considerable opposition. Indeed, it was in danger of unravelling after Donald Trump succeeded Mr. Obama as US president in January. In February, only a month after Mr. Turnbull pressured him to uphold the deal during a phone call, Mr. Trump described it as dumb. A leaked transcript of the call showed Mr. Turnbull told him he could decide whether or not to accept them after vetting. The Prime Minister said in the call, "You can decide to take 1,000 or 100. It's entirely up to you." Greens leader Richard Di Natale has told Sky News that Australia needs to be letting the asylum seekers into Australia.
What we need to do is show a bit of decency, compassion, humanity here. We've got people who've been languishing in offshore hellholes for 4 years. Bring them to Australia, allow them to make the contribution we know they so desperately want to make, and the country will be better because of it.
More than 1,600 refugees have expressed interest in US resettlement. It means some will miss out. Ms. Bishop says there are other options, although none includes resettlement in Australia.
There are obviously other alternatives. They can stay in Papua New Guinea or in Nauru. They can seek to be resettled in a third country. They will not be resettled in Australia. So there are other countries that take refugees. There are also people who have been found not to be owed protection. They are not refugees and they should return to their homes.
Another 27 people are due to leave for the United States later this week, but 2,000 refugees have been left behind on Manus Island and Nauru. The Melbourne-based Human Rights Law Centre says more than 1,700 of those have had their cases assessed and are deemed refugees. It says 169 of them are children. 3 years ago, Australia allocated $55 million to a Cambodia resettlement deal, but only seven people accepted that offer, largely seen as a failure. Most refugees offered that deal decided instead to return to their home countries.